Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting, but is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed, shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
On a Monday, as we open it up, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol you're going to set up on your home computer, but it's coming to your mobile phone via text. Duh. With this, you can set up everything that you possibly got going on, but what sets Civil Dispatch apart from the rest of the crowd when it comes to this type of application is what they do unbidden based upon your locale. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly plan, that there's no, you can't even imagine them. Terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado, it doesn't matter. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you do not get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. If you are a non-police officer in the United States today, and you are a gun carrier, you know that one of the things that you have to exercise is self-control. You have to be a highly disciplined individual, and 99.9% of people that carry guns are. And that's the only reason I'm going to bring this up, because I'm going to illustrate for you the difference in self-control. Now, this certainly is not nationwide, but this is what can happen. And given the fact that in Texas they just executed another no-knock raid, and another police officer died executing that no-knock raid when they didn't knock and the homeowner opened up on him, who was a bad guy, I think maybe we need to be looking at police and a little self-discipline on their part. This happened December 10th of this past year. This was an incident in Miami, Florida, where more than two dozen police officers from across the county converged on a blue Volvo that had crashed into the backyard of a townhouse. It was wedged, thereby immobile, between a light pole and a tree. And when the police officer showed up, now this involved a guy who had shot a police officer, okay? The other person, there was another passenger in the car who had done nothing wrong. When officers pulled up, they fired approximately 50 rounds at the car and the two unarmed men at the time inside the vehicle. And somehow or other, they survived the initial volley. According to witnesses, that one witness said that they told a man to put his hands up. He tried to put his hands up, and then 2 minutes later, they unleashed a 25-second-long torrent of rounds going into the car. By the time it was over, the two men inside the car were no longer moving. It has been learned that 23 officers fired 377 rounds at the car. They not only hit the Volvo, they hit other cars on the lot, fence posts, neighboring businesses. They blasted holes in a townhouse, where a 12-year-old dove to the ground for cover and a 4-month-old slept in his crib. According to Anthony Van Diver, a witness of the incident, he said it was like the Wild Wild West, man. Crazy. Shooting just wild. Shooting all over the place. Bullets could have come through the window. Anything could have happened, man. They weren't thinking. They weren't thinking at all. The backstory is that earlier that night, the driver of the Volvo, Adrian Montesano, robbed a Walgreens at gunpoint and then later shot Miami-Dade police officer Saul Rodriguez in a nearby trailer park. He escaped in the officer's patrol car, eventually dumping it at his grandmother's house in Hialeah, before fleeing in her blue Volvo. By 5 a.m., every cop in South Florida was looking for that blue Volvo, intent on catching the man who had shot one of their own. What they didn't realize before they did start shooting at the Volvo was that the second man in the car, Corsini Valdez, he had committed no crime. They were unarmed when they were caught. All of the gunfire came from the police. Montesano and Valdez were killed by the dozens of rounds that tore through their bodies. And they weren't the only ones struck. Two Miami-Dade police officers were hit as well, as they were shot by their colleagues. One officer was shot in the arm, and the second was hit in the arm and grazed in the head. If it had just struck just half inch to the side, the officer would have been killed. The cacophony of the gunfire was literally deafening. Two Miami police officers sustained ruptured eardrums from the gunfire. CBS 4 News locally there spent the last 5 months piecing together the events of that evening in the hunt for the blue Volvo. They've reviewed radio transmissions and analyzed video taken during the shooting, interviewed officers from the different agencies involved, and reviewed records related to the officers who fired their weapons. The nature of the shooting suggests that the officers lost sight of their own training and that the officers caught up in the heat of the moment failed to listen to their radios or coordinate their actions, endangering not only their own lives but the lives of the public. Now, of course, if Adrian Montesano had decided to not rob the Walgreens and not shoot a police officer, none of this would have happened. None of these officers would have been in that backyard at that time had it not been for the actions of Mr. Montesano. But this does not absolve the officers of responsibility for their own conduct at all. These guys were in such a frenzy. The supervising officers were calling them on the radios, telling them to establish a perimeter, wait for the local SWAT team to show up. That's what you normally do in this kind of thing. And they weren't listening to the radios. They were in a frenzy. They were frothy. Senior commanders admit that they were lucky more officers weren't seriously hurt or killed. Even more haunting is the danger the residents in the area faced. At the time of the shooting, parents were getting their kids ready for school, and across the street, men and women stood exposed on a metro rail platform. This is going to be reviewed by the State Attorney's Office and the Miami-Dade Police Department. One supervisor declared over the radio, "I don't know what's going on here. There are units running threes everywhere. It's in code three." By the time the police determined this shooter was Mr. Montesano, and they broadcast a description of the Volvo, officers from a half dozen different departments flooded into the north side of the county. For some reason, this drove them crazy. Code 3 is when a police car is traveling with lights and sirens blazing. Supervisors finally ordered the patrol units to slow down unless they were actually chasing the car. These guys were coming in from all directions. Coming up on the first break, I'm going to finish the breakdown of this simply because we need our police to exercise some self-control too. Corsini Valdez, a 50-year-old dude that was in the car, he had done nothing wrong. His mistake that day was taking a ride from Mr. Montesano, who had his grandmother's car. He had no knowledge of Montesano's Walgreens exploits or shooting of a police officer when he got in the car, very likely. When they finally cornered that car, it was stuck. It was going nowhere. They did not need to fire 377 times. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to LVOA.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. With no further ado, let's go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Yes, sir. And then there was silence. Glenn?
Yes, hello.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, did you need to finish up on what you were saying about this?
Well, I've got some follow-up to go with it, but, I mean, I don't mind you chiming in. Go.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, it's so many thoughts that come to mind. This is like sociopathy. This is a street gang mentality. We can't get through, seemingly can't get through a single week without one or more of these types of incidents occurring.
This happened in December, by the way. This is just a follow-up to
okay. Yeah. All right, very good. So maybe, well, hopefully then the frequency of it isn't as great as I feared.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there are a lot of several different things, going through my mind that trouble me about this. And number one, it is absolutely horrific that a police officer was killed. This, absolutely.
He was shot.
He wasn't killed?
No.
No, okay, so the police officer was shot. Okay, so even so much the more. So one of their numbers wasn't killed, he was shot. You can understand this, being incensed, but even so, like you said, control seems to be the issue here, and not a justification to go on a rampage. And then all these units coming in, this is like a feeding frenzy of piranhas or sharks or something, swimming in with a sniff of blood, smelling blood in the water or something.
Right.
It's just absolutely crazy. And the other thing is, I think about what the images we see in the media of, in movies, like in The Fugitive, oh my gosh, the doctor, shot somebody, the police are gonna execute him. we see it like in all kinds of movies. And movies we see, all sorts of collateral damage with, once somebody's in pursuit or off doing their thing, it's okay for them to rack up traffic on the highway or shoot all over, It's just this craziness, And then the other thing is, at no time do police officers become judge and jury for the perp. The perp is a perp, and it's still always their job to apprehend them.
Right.
And then executing someone who did nothing wrong, that's, and now we've got, so you had a police officer shot but not killed, but now you have two people dead, one of them completely innocent. I don't picture this kind of stuff going on in the time of the Roman Empire or something. There have been the totalitarian regimes where you had monarchs or dictators and stuff who had their soldiers running around, enforcing law on the streets or something without this kind of insanity going on all the time.
Well, the part that alarms me the most is that there were supervisors on the radio and there were supervisors there. And they were trying to rein these guys in. And these guys were going nowhere. They were unarmed. They had put out this dispatch, use caution, subject is armed. And it's perfectly understandable to think he might have been simply because he had shot a police officer. But at the same time, they made no attempts to figure out who the second guy was in the car. Who turned out to have been just a guy that was in the car. He's in the passenger seat. One of the witnesses says after the first volley died down, they were telling the guy to put his hands up, and he tried to put his hands up, and he was getting his hands up despite being shot at 50 some odd times. And then one officer fired, and then everybody fired.
Right.
When one fired, then everybody's like, well, I got to shoot too. And this was an undisciplined mess.
Yeah, right. Like, what sort of lemming mentality is going on there? Or are they actually looking for opportunities to discharge their weapons? I got to put on my lights and siren and drive 15 miles so that I can get in on a feeding frenzy and fire my weapon and shoot somebody. Oh, this is great. This is psychotic.
It is. And lemming effect is a nice way to put it. At one point, one supervisor was trying to get them back. He said, we've got the vehicle confined. The officers need to pay attention to the radios. They're not listening. Okay, we have an inner perimeter. We're good. The dispatcher was screaming at them, units, pay attention. Please listen to your radios. They're trying to bring in SRT, the special response team. The SRT could not get to the site because of all the police cars in the way. SRT commander calls out, make sure the units are not on our way so we can pull in and they're not blocking the whole road. And they never got to the scene.
Shades of Beverly Hills Cop with a line of cop cars banging into each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. The what's disturbing is that these days you have these administrations and the administrators and the politicos and the judges, you know, whitewashing this stuff. I mean, when the checks and balances are gone and nobody throughout the system has any integrity, honesty, or courage to right the wrong, then, you know, then you've got pandemonium, you know. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, it almost looks like this kind of stuff I was seeing in the Ukraine, a destabilized government with people running around with guns, shooting them, and people getting killed. It's like, yeah, this, we're not supposed to be in those kinds of straits.
I don't think they're as undisciplined in the Ukraine as these.
I think you're correct.
As this particular group of guys were in this particular moment.
God help us.
They shot two of their own. I mean,
I know. It's like,
in the shooting part of it.
Yeah, that's Keystone Cops there, you know. I mean, you know, oops, sorry, you know. Jeez. All right, Bill. Have a good week. I'm out here.
Bye-bye. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. The thing to understand here is a couple of things. First of all, the first question you have to ask yourself is, if you listen to me on a regular basis, you know crime is down. You know violent crime is down. It's been cut in half in the last 20 years. You know that there are more good people carrying guns out there right now today than ever before. And this is happening in Florida in the Gunshine State, where they have more concealed carry permits than anywhere else. And despite all of this trending that's going on, you get this kind of response with one known bad guy. And let's not kid ourselves. I know the guy was a bad guy. Anybody that will shoot a police officer is a big danger to the public at large. But, he wasn't as big a danger to the public at large in this incident. It was the police. They were a danger to themselves. They were a danger to their surroundings. This was overkill. You don't have to go into overkill. This is why we have a court system. Everybody gets their day in court, right? This guy was unarmed. He was trying to put his hands up. One guy fires, and then everybody fills back in. I would have to hazard a guess that at some point there were some officers there that had fired so many times and reloaded so many times. They were sitting there completely empty. They had exhausted their complement of loaded and backup ammunition. And while all of these officers were in this one spot, at this moment in time, what was happening in the rest of Miami-Dade County? Was everybody else just being good until they got back out on patrol? But perhaps the most egregious part of this, when the neighbors started coming back out of their homes and the police officers were in the middle of shock over what they'd just been involved in, and they still had the euphoria and the adrenaline thing happening. One of the neighbors said the policemen had on their black and white vests. They were laughing like it was so funny because they got a free shoot off with some people. Shooting all them bullets like that, they don't make no sense. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, StemCellND.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming up at 10:30, we're going to be joined by the editor-in-chief from Recoil Magazine, Ian Harrison. He has started to skew to the Second Amendment, as far as just some of the editorials he's writing. And he's also the one that is trying to rebuild a very damaged brand that was limping along when he finally came along. But we'll talk about that when he gets here with us. Let's talk about you've heard of Murphy's Law, Murphy's Rule, whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about the law or rule of unintended consequence. And we're talking about Dateline, Colorado. They have a new law requiring a background check for any transfer of a firearm. And this has left a woman unarmed. Her weapon was taken by police for safekeeping after a car accident, and it isn't being returned. Now, first of all, I don't consider me, myself, and I. This is the thing about the universal background check. If you hand your gun to somebody, that's a transfer. She was in a car accident. They secured her weapon for her for safekeeping. But they can't return it to her. Her name is Sarah Warren, And Fort Collins police took her Ruger SR9, which she uses for personal protection in her job as a maid when visiting clients' homes after an accident required her to be transported to the hospital. The police want to give it back, but a new universal background check law passed last year requires a federal firearm license background check. Fort Collins police don't have an FFL. There's your problem. Fort Collins Chief Deputy Jim Zachmeister told the Loveland Reporter Herald, "We had an opinion from our city attorney and district attorney not to return firearms without a federal firearms license check, and we don't have an FFL person in our office." She has been in touch with the police repeatedly about getting her gun back. She's been given no options, the police reported. She said she's turned down jobs because she doesn't feel safe entering strangers' homes without protection. I know people in my locale that work as maids, and I know of one who contacted me after she went into somebody's home in the middle of a home invasion. And thankfully, they got out of there, but that was luck. That was luck. That could have turned into something altogether different. Ms. Warren says, "I'm a lawful citizen. I use my gun legally. I need my gun. This is ridiculous to me. There are people out there who can't get their guns back. They have done nothing wrong. This is the same law that booted three senators out of office. Most of Colorado's elective sheriffs filed suit against the state to overturn these new laws, which they say are either unenforceable or place too much burden on law-abiding gun owners. Justin Smith told the Reporter Herald, referring to Warren's inability to get her gun back, "I'm told that there are other people in this situation. It's terrible when a law-abiding citizen gets caught up in something like this and it causes them to lose faith in their government. The police have hit on a one-time solution and are arranging for Warren and others in a similar situation to meet officers at a local outdoor store with a FFL license." Now, here's a question. If it was a transfer when the police took it, how come that didn't have to have an FFL involved either? And if in order for it to be given back to her, why didn't that same rule apply when they secured it for her on her behalf? The police don't know who's going to pay for the background check. Zachmeister said, "We're working on a long-term solution. The greatest solution would be for the legislators to put in a police exemption. Otherwise, we're probably going to have to get an FFL and find someone in the office willing to work in that capacity." In this lady's case, you know, this is basically impacting her capability of making a living because she's afraid to go into a home without a gun. And who can blame her? 9 times out of 10, you're not going to walk in on somebody doing a home invasion if you're going in there to make sure the baseboards are clean. But what if that 1 time out of 10 there is somebody there? And what if they don't run? What if they don't go? What if it's you and them, you and him? What then, ladies? This is the kind of thing that is never taken into consideration when they're passing this kind of stuff, because it is a knee-jerk reaction. This is only impacting a law-abiding person. This is why gun control is bad, because it only impacts law-abiding people. No matter what they say, no matter what they do. Let me put it to you this way. If there was such a prevalence of straw purchasers in the United States, such a gun-running apparatus in the United States, and law enforcement, I mean, does this mean they're just so inept at actual police work that they can't catch these people on such a large scale? The criminals that are buying guns, the straw purchasers who do it on their behalf? Is that what that means? It's not what it means, because that, it does happen. Without a doubt, it does happen. It doesn't happen on any scale unless the ATF gets involved in it.
you want to see some scalable stuff, you got to look at the ATF. But here you have a law in place now where, you know, when the police ride up on you, I mean, when I'm carrying a gun, if I have to be transported to the hospital, I'm going to be saying, you know, if I can talk, I'm going to be looking at the police officer. Will you hold on to this for me? And I need a receipt for that. What's your name? And then off I go. And then I fully expect to get that gun back. Oh, yes, I expect to get that gun back. Those bullets that are in it, the flashlight that's mounted on it, everything else that goes along with it. I expect to get each and every piece of that apparatus back. And they put a law in place to where they have it, but they can't give it back. And now they're going to have to make a special trip. They're going to have to get everybody together that they've managed to ensnare in this circumstance, who haven't broken any laws, who are doing the prudent thing that any law-abiding citizen would do. Well, I've got to go to the hospital. That gown doesn't have a belt on it, so will you hold on to my gun? And now they're going to have to take a field trip, a special field trip, to go to an outdoor store where an FFL person can sit there and the police can just lay a pile of guns on the counter and say, okay, now I think this one goes here and this one goes to her and this one goes to him and this one goes to that person. And then let the background checks commence. All for people that didn't break the law. All because people had to get interactive with the police department. Something happened, a car wreck, you know, an accident, work, something like that. All because they did the prudent thing, which is, I'm going to the hospital. They don't allow guns in the hospital. Will you hold on to my gun for me? In the case of Miss Warren, she has a gun, one gun. So she doesn't have a gun safe to go to snatch another one off the rack and carry that until they get their collective stuff together. This is the kind of thing that happens with gun control. This is why gun control is inherently bad. Not because of anything other than the unintended consequence that goes along with it. Besides the fact, of course, that it's unconstitutional. But when they actually put it in practice and everything, this is just like Obamacare. Let's pass the bill so we can see what happens with it. And this is what happens with it. Wednesday, occasionally I can catch him on the phone, and this time I actually talked him into it, despite his very busy schedule now that he has become an NRA video star. Colleon Nawar joins me for the first time since I've been at Republic Broadcasting Network this coming Wednesday. I think it's going to be from 10 to 10:30. Got Ian Harrison coming in. Ian Harrison, if that name sounds familiar to you, he's the editor of Recoil Magazine. He's a gun guy. He was running Crimson Trace before he went to Recoil Magazine. The gun world is varied and vast. When we come back, we're going to enter very dangerous territory. We're going to go inside the twisted mind of a gun control advocate and look at his viewpoints on everything the way he thinks it should be. Because he's with the New York Times, and New York Times owner carries a gun, so he can't say that regular people shouldn't have guns, but let's see what he does say about people carrying guns. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
Welcome back as we get ready to swing into hour number two on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. At the New York Times, if you are going to be successful there as a writer, editor, whatever, you have to go whichever way they lean politically. And if you do that, if you lean in that same direction, you can go very far. Now, Andrew Rosenthal, his father was the executive editor there, His success there is not due to nepotism. He also has this ability to hew to the paper's political perspective. So when it comes to guns, we know the New York Times are against them. Well, it's against them for civilians. Some of them. There's about 34,000 carry permits in New York City. One of them belongs to the publisher of the New York Times, Arthur Sulzberger Jr. He has a New York City concealed carry permit, and this is no small point there. It leaves their star rider here, Mr. Rosenthal, Andrew there, unable to come right out and say that he believes that no one other than police and other government officials and his boss should be allowed to exercise their natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. So he's in a peculiar position. He's got to support gun rights for the elite while condemning it for everyone else, save the aforementioned government agents. And his editorial that he had come out, another idiot with a gun. See how that, are you catching how this works? Guns are not for idiots. And most people are idiots. So, hence, most people shouldn't have guns. There you go. Pretty easy after all, isn't it? Problem is, selling that concept isn't quite as easy as it seems. He writes, one of the many problems with the growing normalization of gun ownership is that a growing number of idiots will want to buy and keep guns for no particularly good reason. And a subset of those idiots will go on to kill people. Witness the latest horror story in which an 11-year-old Pennsylvania boy, Hunter Peterson, was shot dead by his uncle, Chad Ohm. This was a particularly horrific accident, by the way. Mr. Ohm said Hunter, Mr. Ohm's son, asked to see his collection of firearms. So he obligingly whipped out three guns, including a Glock 27 40 caliber pistol with a laser sight. In parentheses, he adds, Mr. Rosenthal does, why he felt he needed such a weapon or such an attachment has not been explained, probably because there is no satisfying answer. Interestingly, he links the story of Mr. Ohm's egregious action. This actually came out in the UK Daily Mail rather than his own ragamuffin. Not as interesting as the pretzel logic he uses to belittle gun ownership for the masses. Like many anti-gunners, when you see an anti-gunner out there, Shannon Watts, Mike Bloomberg, Chuck Schumer, Feinstein, they have contempt for the common man. And Mr. Rosenthal is no different. What is an idiot, exactly, by the way? No definition necessary. Although you can suspect he probably means anyone without a college education, you know, that phys ed degree can makes you, it makes all the difference. Other than someone who buys a gun for no particularly good reason. And that's a qualifier, particularly. A good buyer may have a reason to exercise their gun rights. It may seem like a good reason, say, self-defense, but it's not particularly good. In other words, it's not up to the gun buyer to decide whether or not he wants, needs a gun. It's up to men of reason, like Rosenthal, to measure the validity of their reasoning. And even if aspiring or existing gun owners can explain their reasoning to Mr. Rosenthal and his ilk, who have no time to school themselves on the finer points of personal defense or firearm capability, it won't be satisfying. You can almost hear him saying, I'm listening, as he's looking out the window of his corner office and bounces gently in his chair and wonders whether he should have eaten garlicky escargot for lunch. But he continues on. Anyone with the slightest shred of sense knows that you check weapons for chambered rounds before you put them away, not when you're showing them off, and that you should never point a gun at anyone unless you want, you think you might need to shoot. That's impressive, isn't it? Like so many of the antis, he displays his ignorance even as he deploys his arrogance. You know, anyone familiar with the four rules of gun safety knows you check your weapons, guns, but, you know, let's not get picky, before you put them away. And when you take them out, in fact, any time you take possession of a firearm, even for a moment, you check to see it's unloaded. Every gun in my house, every gun in my safe is loaded with a round in the chamber. I know this, yet I will check it if I pull it out. Also, check out the assertion that you never point a gun at anyone you think you might need to shoot. This is the progressive uncertainty principle They simply can't get their minds around the fact there are times when a person must defend their life, the lives of their loved ones, or innocent life with lethal force, and can do so without any moral qualms or hesitation. Their black and white thinking runs counter to their intellectual education, where everything is open for debate. Or at least that's what they think they believe. In fact, very little is open to debate. Even the right to infringe on the constitutionally protected right of idiotic gun owners, for one, versus the common good. Basically, what he is telling people is that we're not smart enough to handle them. Although I doubt that Sulzberger would give Bob Mundin a run for his money if it came to a quick draw contest. He says that the killing of Hunter is a sign of how out of control the gun-owning fetish has become and how little it has to do with anything the writers of the Constitution envisioned. Of course, I don't think he knows about the shooting in Miami I just told you about where the police were shooting themselves. Now, he is married to somebody that has been around guns. And this has left Rosenthal with the entirely justifiable suspicion that he's both dead wrong and pig ignorant about guns. He had laid out this preemptive strike against the anti-gun control mob, as he put it. Not all guns should be outlawed, just some. A better background check wouldn't have necessarily prevented Hunter's death, but it might have, but it wouldn't have. So he has no point to make there, other than guns are bad and gun owners are sick. And evoking the framers of the Constitution to defend his baseless, meandering, ad hominem attack is laughable. But is not as laughable as a man who married a woman whose family valued their gun rights, and he feels he has the right to stomp on them from his very great height that he thinks he occupies. He thinks, and you've met him too. You've met him too. You've met these educated people who believe that simply because they think they know what is and what isn't the smart thing to be or to do, that somehow or other that makes them invulnerable. There's one particularly telling scene in The Gangs of New York, you know, the DiCaprio, Daniel Day-Lewis movie, where when they finally riot at the end of the movie, when they hit the elites' houses, the elites say, get out of my house, and they think that's all that needs to happen. One or two of them take up a gun or two, but they're quickly overrun. Occasionally, the elites actually find out, get an object lesson from time to time. Let's go into the next hour. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.